Romans 12:2. As we learned last Sunday, we are now in the practical portion of the book of Romans. Chapters 1 through 11 are the doctrinal chapters of the book of Romans. And chapter 12, as we've said last time, is the practical section of the book of Romans. Beginning with verse 2 now, the Bible says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove," what is that? Underline those three things: good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hey, let's pray first. Manager, can you pray for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, we are thankful once again, Lord, for the privilege you have given us. We ask, Lord, for your guidance tonight. We ask that you would be our teacher. Help us understand your word. Lord, help us to apply whatever it is we're going to learn to our everyday life, that we could indeed be a light in this darkened world. May you again bless your word, magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in our midst. For in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I think you may be seated. We left off from this text last Sunday with a reminder that the Christian is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but through our outward man, though our outward man perish," the Bible says that the inward man of the believer is renewed day by day. And that is the reason why we are able, you and I are able to do what we do. There are many times when the ministry gets pretty exhausting, week after week. That's why I admire those like Pastor Wetzel, for example, 60 years in the ministry. That's not something that's to be taken lightly. This coming 25th is my third year as an ordained pastor, only my third year. But I tell you, in the last 3 years, I've already experience what it's like to go through that, you know, the pains and the aches and the tiredness. And but I'm glad today, like I told you last Sunday, I'm glad that the believer is able to be renewed day by day in the inward man. The second thing that we learned is that it is an inward to outward change that occurs in our life. It says, "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." We have to be renewed in our mind daily. And that's how you live this Christian life, not getting beat down, not getting exhausted. Just know that it has to be an inward change, inward to outward change. But we come to this section of this verse that says that ye may prove. You may prove. You know that our life, the Christian life, is a proving ground. This is a proving ground. Every Christian, every Bible believer has to be proved by God. You may have gone through it already in your life. God may have already proved you or tested you or tried you. But everybody has to go through some kind of proving. Go to Acts chapter 2 verse 22. Acts chapter 2 verse 22. Jesus Christ is said to have been approved of God. Approved of God. By the miracles that he had performed, the wonders and the signs which God did by him amongst the Israelites. Romans chapter 14 verse 18, the Bible says, "He that hath in these things served Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men." Now there are two things that ought to be compared here from this verse. The first one is the will of God versus the service of men. Write it down here for us. I want you to compare two things. You know, the Bible says comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Rightly dividing the word of truth." So I want you to compare two things today. The first thing to compare, we learn from verse 1 of Romans chapter 1 about the reasonable service of men. Service of men. But here in verse 2, we see something to compare with the service of men, and that is the will of God. The will verse 1, the service of men has to be a living sacrifice. We saw that. That is your body. Living sacrifice. What's the second one? Holy. And acceptable unto God. That is the reasonable service of man is living your life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Now, in comparison to that, the will of God, notice the similarity, the will of God is, what does that say, good and perfect and acceptable. Good and perfect and acceptable. And the point is, a reasonable service of God, of man, to God should match the will of God. Okay? Let me say it again. The reasonable service of man as a Christian should match the will of God. Now, how many of you know that the things that we do sometimes as Christians is not necessarily the will of God for our lives? Amen? Well, there are a lot of Christians that are doing good things for God. But would you agree with me today to say that just because you are doing good things for God, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is the will of God for you? Sometimes we are so stubborn into thinking that I'm doing this for God. I'm serving God in this aspect. God called me to be in this ministry. You got to be careful. Make sure that you did not call yourself into the ministry.
That's right.
Make sure that your parents did not call you into the ministry. Make sure that your spouse did not call you into the ministry. Or your parents, your mom and dad called you. Not even your pastor called you into the ministry. Make sure God called you into that ministry. And just because you are doing things right and good and reasonable in the eyes of men, it does not mean that that is God's will for you in your life. Because the will of God is good. It's good. But it's also perfect. And it is acceptable in the eyes of God. The service of man, sometimes you are giving yourself as a living sacrifice. You're getting sick. How many of you were in the ministry? You get to the point where the ministry gets so burdensome to the point that you're getting sick. Many Christian martyrs are like that. We give up our lives so much. Right? We sacrifice our lives, sometimes even our own family, our own time with our spouse, our own time with our children, because we think we're doing right. When Sister Faith was teaching at the Christian school, it was Zevia that woke her up. You know, as a Christian school teacher, she was teaching other kids, right? Other people's kids. Until Zevia asked her the question, "Mom, so we're here so you could be with us, right?" That means they were going to the Christian school so they could be together. That's what this is Zevia asking. "So Mom, so we go to this Christian school because you work here so we could always be together. But Mom, you're never with us. You're always teaching the other kids." And then it hurt her. That doesn't make any sense. Like, you're teaching other kids, but your own kids, you don't teach. Your own kids, you don't have time for. I'm just using that as an illustration, but look. She was making the living sacrifice of herself. It's a holy thing to be a part of the ministry. And it is acceptable to man. In the eyes of man, she was serving God. Right? But I guarantee you, many a Christian, many Christians today, they think they're doing right because in the eyes of man, they are. That's why it's called the service of man. The service of man may appear holy. The service of man may appear sacrificial. The service of man may appear acceptable. But it is not the will of God. Amen? And she didn't get peace until she left. She got that conviction in her heart telling her, this doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. Maybe some of you are like that today. Are going through something like that. You're doing something and you feel like you're doing right because it's just right to serve God. Right? It's just right to serve. It just feels right to do this. And everybody's telling you, good job, good job. Thank God, praise God for what you do. And it kind of gives you that little boost. Oh, I must be doing right because I'm getting all of the positive comments about the things that I do, right? And so you keep doing what you do because you're getting the positive comments about your service. Until years later on, then you realize you were not supposed to be doing that in the first place. God's will for you was different. Amen? The will of God versus the service of man. Paul says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Let me give you three things about the will of God. First of all, I said it already, it is the will of God for us to be saved. It's the will of God for us to be saved. Second of all, it is the will of God for us to be sanctified. To be sanctified. 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. See, it's the will of God for us to be saved. It's the will of God for us to live a sanctified life. And thirdly, it is the will of God. Go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Concerning you. It's the will of God for us to be full of thanksgiving, full of gratitude, to be thankful, to have a thankful heart. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. Let me close with this verse. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6. This is one of my life principles when it comes to making a decision on where God wants you to serve and how God wants you to serve and with whom God wants you to serve. Here has been one of my principles. Ephesians 6, 6 and 6, 7. Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the what? The will of God from what? From the heart. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to man. That's the principle. In everything that we do, there's a lot of factors that go with that. Sometimes it's our upbringing. Oftentimes it's our culture. Sometimes it's the society that we grow up in. But if you follow that rule, that in everything that you do for God, when it comes to the ministry, even in your life, you make that your principle. that the things that you do, you're not doing it for other men. You're not doing it because of other men, because of other people. You're doing it that you may glorify God. You make that your principle in your life, Christian. I guarantee you, God will not disappoint. Your brothers and sisters in Christ will disappoint. I guarantee you that. They'll disappoint you. But our Lord Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit will not disappoint. If you are doing God's will in your life. Amen? Every head bowed, every eye closed. The altar is open. If you need to come today, I don't know what part of our lesson tonight have spoken to you, but God has spoken to you in the area of Christian service. Who are you pleasing? Why do you do what you do? Oftentimes we're so insecure of ourselves. We want the respect, we want the acceptance, we want the fame, we want the belongingness from other people. You know, those people that you're trying to please, when the going gets rough and the rough gets going, they won't be there for you. They will not be there for you. They will do what's good for them. They will do what benefits them. So why, O Christian, do you do the things that you do as a service of men? Why not do the will of God for your life? The altar is open. Let's sing a verse, Zuriel, and then Brother Romel will close us in prayer. What song is that, Zuriel? About 471.
Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.